crops go under again. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
One more rain and we're gonna lose several hundred acres. There's already folks that's lost several hundred acres.
West Tennessee farmers along the Mississippi River are once again battling floodwaters on their crops, and now this late in the season, there's not much hope of replanting. Jimmy Hester farms in Dyer County.
You know, farmers are very optimistic. They'll be, you know, if the water can get on out, that's going to be the problem. This water's going to linger here for a while, and it takes just as long to leave as it does to come. Well, I've never failed to plant a crop. It's been pretty late before, but I ain't going to say how long I'm going to plant. I mean, I'm going to plant till I get done.
And most of the water covering crops in Tennessee is not from local rains, but instead from heavy rains that have fallen over the last few weeks to the north. Dyer County UT Extension agent Tim Campbell.
When they get those huge rains up north of us, all of that Ohio Valley water has to come down through here. Of course, the Mississippi, starting up in Minnesota or wherever it begins, you know, they get any up the Mississippi River Valley area. But the Ohio Valley River area, that's the one that gives us the big issues, because they both, you know, come together, you know, up north of us, and all that water comes down through us to get down to New Orleans. So, yes, that affects us.
Campbell says besides the Mississippi River already running full, the Obion and Forked Deer Rivers are swollen as well, and there's nowhere to empty those waters but out into farmers' fields. And with any additional rainfall, that will make matters even worse, as cresting on the Mississippi is currently not expected until the middle of next week.
That's the critical time. These next 4 or 5 days is critical. We'll see what happens.
Well, ironically, some farmers in the area are in need of moisture on some of their crops, while at the same time building up levees to keep them from flooding.
We need to be irrigating and trying to fight the backwater at the same time.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.